Care is host Sam Berlin with guests Kevin Whitworth from the Kosko Kum River Intertribal Fish Commission and Spencer Reardon with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. You can listen to the replay tonight at 8:30 p.m. Sam and Spencer, you guys are on.
Sonar. Angal kuna ko makut kong kuta bilang put electronica. Angal kut makut na kisu tayt nak tama ko chale kaisun ayok lhanik. Talking about cold season. Uksopak ng siyoy pagkame, matin unok makto, trakka kayak katakalukupiyong windshield taka frost takaluni. Can you believe that? Last week of May, I saw frost on my truck, my windshield. I kind of laughed about it for a while, and then I said, oh, that's okay. Keep the mosquitoes away while I work on my dry rack. When I'm done, the weather can warm up and let the mosquitoes out. That's one plus for me. I have a guest here, and I also have other guests that are on air. I will have Spencer introduce himself to you audiences that are listening out there, and then the two that are on air will go after Spencer.
Yeah, good afternoon. Spencer Reardon. I'm the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge Manager. And once again, we're going through another fish season. So here we are.
Yeah. Where are you from, Spence, and how long have you been with this department?
I'm from Bethel. I grew up here. My family's from Kotlik, on my mom's side, and I grew up here most of my life, and then came back working as a biologist, a wildlife biologist first, and then later on a couple different positions, and I've been in this manager position since April of last year. So I'm just over a year into this position here.
So you're climbing up the ladder. That's good.
Yeah.
It's good to see. It's good to see people from here keeping up with what they're learning, and hopefully pass down to our younger generations sometime later on. We have another guest on air. Maybe one of you? If you can introduce yourself, please.
Yes, Sam, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Sam. This is Kevin Whitworth. Thank you, KYUK, for hosting this KYUK Fish Talk again this year. I'm Kevin Whitworth, Executive Director for Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission. I'm from McGrath, grew up here in McGrath. My family originally is from Holy Cross on the Yukon River. They moved here to McGrath in like 64. But I grew up here, went off to college a little bit, and then moved back here with my family. We've got three kids and the sled dogs, and looking forward to another year working with Spencer through our co-management agreement we have through Fish and Wildlife Service and Kosko River Intertribal Fish Commission, working together and trying to provide as much opportunity as we can for subsistence users, and try to recover our salmon, try to get those salmon through these fisheries offshore and through the bycatch and area M fisheries, and trying to do what we can to provide for our people. Thank you, Sam, again.
Yikoyana, Kevin. And we have one more other that is online, I believe. Okay, we had only one then. Yeah, Kevin, looks like that we're going to be three stooges today.
That sounds good. I'll be curly.
Yeah. I'm going to have Spencer start out our program. We only have about an hour, and we're already into about 10 minutes of it already, talking about nonsense. But here's more of the serious side, and I'll have Spencer go on with what's coming up, but the openers, the type of gear we need to be using, what we need on our buoys and stuff like that.
So, yeah, the fishing outlook for this season, so far we're estimating that, or guessing a little bit, that it's going to be somewhat similar to last year. Mm-hmm. So working with the Fish Commission, we came up with some openers. Soon after we closed the river, we announced a closure, and that Fish and Wildlife Service and the Fish Commission will once again be managing the river. We came out with some openers. We understand there was a little confusion with how we do things, and we're trying to improve all the time.
But,
we're a little ahead of the game from last year. We're getting these announcements out a bit earlier, trying to ease people's concerns that we will indeed have fishing openers. And so we already sent one out that I released back in May 16, and we're going to have three set net opportunities, very similar to last year, June 3rd, June 6th, and June 9th. In each of those days, the set net only opportunity will be open from 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. And during those three opportunities, the gill nets are restricted to set gill nets with 6-inch or less mesh, 75 feet or less in length. It may not exceed 45 meshes in depth. So that's the one change, and maybe you picked up on that.
Yeah, I did.
So we talked to a handful of villages this last winter in the spring, and there was some that were asking that we stick with one length, and in the past we had 60 feet, and then later on in July we went to 75. We didn't have issue with that. We know that these set net opportunities are to give people a taste of fish, king salmon. People are excited to get on the river, as they should be, and they want to catch something fresh to eat after this winter. So we were okay with increasing that to 75 feet. So that's the only change from last year. And then come June 12th and June 16th, we're going to allow a drift and or set net. That'll again be on at 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so 12-hour openers. And these dates are pretty much the same as last year. So I think they are the same.
I think they are.
Yeah, so very similar. And our plans from there, I mean, I don't plan on having any other announcements until we meet again and look at the in-season data and look at what people are catching and hear from the people, have them tell us what they think is going on, how strong the run is. So we take all that in-season information, and we're going to meet with the Fish Commission again and talk about further opportunities like we've been doing.
Okay.
Yep.
Let me translate that into you really quick. Remember, guys, this is a call-in show, and our numbers are 907-543-5985, 907-543-2756, outside villages, 1-800-995-8954. Email June 3, June 6, June 9. Unnokumi Kawahpasanrishkumkunuk 7 AM 16 hour Aguchakluni 7 AM to 11 PM Totin Toitaukut Rinrit Atuluki 3, 6, 9 7 AM Unnokumi Ikluni Kwabata Unum Koka Katashat Kisugu 11 PM Akunakwani Upnakak Neating Achulra could ignite you clugu. Tamanakwani bit clugu. Una. Julekakluni Pilra Spencerak Birk. Announcement am cook beer hook, Nasuna rut mucka, Ikabachi arluni, Quankuta umioch put a bit clugu, umguma lugu, needing artsumtni umioch put, time chalis hook, down at the bit clugu, announcement on beer luni bis hook, May 16, was it right, when you first made announcements?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and Tau good king of ni jali June 12 Okahayatushani Matum Kaugutum June 12 Fami Jali Atchstar Lutin Abdu Rilutin Naspagach Naspayul Rit Naspagach Gaulutin Jali Aksasak Jimich Buknatk Unnokumi 7 AM Ikichluni, Dos Atakumi 7 PM Umkhluni, 12 hours, Dos June 16, 7 AM Unnokumi, Atakumi Stoy, Abedam King Amin, Atakutam King on 7 PM Jali Umkhluni, Takutoy. Iki rusngach kawait kutamak taukuni rinrini. Kwat nganchtuk. Ai parni kuktaim tangchluku. Yut. A changtait. A asamitstun toi ayakzaras hatstun bina yukluku. Nuchjilu ta pikum ta ilangakanirna yukluku. Nuktutoi just nugut nuktput a jangtaput tangsuki mikukata ilana yukukoruki jali bilkiogatin ugut. Dotten Biluni, do you have anything to add there, Kevin?
Yes, Sam, if I could, I'll add just a little bit. Yeah, so Spencer had mentioned the three set net opportunities and then the two drift net opportunities. Besides these set net drift net opportunities, federally qualified subsistence users can fish 24/7 and retain all salmon with gill nets 100 yards up in the non-salmon tributaries.
Mm-hmm.
And then also with alternative selective gear in the main stem. So this is other than set net drift net, there is other opportunities.
Oh yeah, yeah, Guyana. That's another thing that I was thinking about. Magu ni irniwik sulkait ni kofiksugi biyulkait magut salmon species magut kawili ni kumilagat. Magu ni Kuini for a Pachtukluki illet, Chakmani, Unigani, Kuskokwim, Pangani, Takayarak. Tuntutu Laram Kuiga, Unasu, Gaelic, Pais Kotchali Ikani, Tamaitamakuta, Ikin Kalrit, Ukuna Kotchali, Anachim Panga. 100 feet markerach tangklachchikuk makutwani nasunas kutangchikuta kaisun pital ramka Latmun kitun kitun 100 feet khakin painganik chuk 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 liu mangorluni kiklikluk tauk tauna tau murik murikkarluki tamakut pinnaput tol chalmani kak kak lirmi wakin annakhti mkkat mun khani kuigimi chali tauna atakhtitaqavikkluku pilaraputta nutar nikkinqiyugulu tapaqamta taak taakuk awaichali Kevin nam mentionarluk kpak ukutchali Spencer ta what do we need on our buoys when we make our sets what do we need on the buoy that is visible for a person like you that is going around checking what's there.
Yeah. I believe it's simply your name and some contact information, like a phone number. Mm-hmm. So I think it's as simple as that, just a name and some contact information.
Okay. Yeah, phone number.
I believe so. I'd have to double check the regs on how that reads. I know a lot of people put phone numbers, their name, and sometimes additionally they put even an address.
But okay.
A way to get in contact them is most important.
Yes. And yeah, aku nalutoi chali set netani maku ni khol atxtarle da shpikumta ikkulquta put una mark khang khakka mingu khuyat khluku atxin chali lu una khani question mark ang khatuk cham khani ila lhakka tawam amlagat phone number ating si khluku tobat pitot Ilai tahu nak kengu nengku cekting, like kuing apiku ma, I probably will have S Berlin Bethel, maybe that far, you know, that would be acceptable, right?
Well, yeah, and well, it's easier if you put something that they can contact you with, so that they don't be looking for all S Berlins in Bethel. There might be more.
Didn't get away with it. Yeah. But yeah, contact a way for them to make a contact, like your phone number or your mailing address or email, maybe. Yeah. Dorten Bikuni Asachikluni. Atchen Nakengingu Nengkujin box number or phone number or email. Dotin piluku pikuni asechikuk. Chamkto imu, if they find something that's not properly being used or that there's a minor little thing we need to fix, they'll have a way to contact us and get it in the right order. Kevin? Kevin?
Yeah, I can add a little bit to the SetNet conversation. Earlier this week, Cusco Fish Commission, we hosted our weekly teleconference, and somebody brought up a really good point on defining ordinary high water mark, you know, because the SetNets must be attached to the bank and bank-oriented, making a T from the shore, perpendicular from the shore, and no more than 100 feet from ordinary high water mark. And Spencer, maybe you can help, or Sam, clarify this 100 foot from the ordinary high water mark. So we had good conversation about that.
Yeah, Spencer?
Yeah, so yeah, then I think trying to understand the intent behind that regulation is helpful for people to understand and try to figure this out a little bit. So in general, it's trying to keep nets out of the middle of the river, you know, and some deep waters, you know, that... So next to the bank, it's typically shallower. Not always. I mean, I know there's a lot of cut banks that people are trying to set their nets on, and that's fine. I mean, as long as they're kind of out of the boat traffic, out of the way, because there's people that run around in the dark too, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And so a buoy's not going to help you at dark. But in any case, I think I've heard a few ways of it being described. It's typically an area that is where the vegetation is growing, right? I mean, sometimes we have newly formed sandbars with no vegetation, though. But if a part of that sandbar is sticking out of water most of the time, like down here during high tide or so, it's, I've asked this question, what is ordinary high water? So we're trying to use some common sense. And I've had this discussion with our law enforcement, and they're using common sense too. And I'm glad, Sam, you mentioned the need for the contact information, because if they see something, you know, like the wrong mesh size, too long of a net, that's a way for them to contact and resolve those kind of issues, and trying to help educate people also, right? Mm-hmm. So we're trying to use some common sense here and trying to make it prevail and not have anybody go too far off in the weeds with this. Uh-huh. And I think if people understand that part of the reason is to just keep it out of the middle of the river, technically, trying to keep it on the banks of the river, that's the most important part of this whole thing.
Oh, yeah. Ako kuni su tu kasaluta pikumta unakwani high watermark ulh bim ulh pakaluni pekan chuk ngosha takwam khatan asin ruk piluku bangkak manna kuikum chni tamavata gluk glu lignh put una Anchorak or Postak Kapusingalre Kupiam Kitcha Nunam Kangani Witak Kauk Makuni Sandbarani Time give or take make a good guess Nani Ulhbim Tkit Lasha Chukmok Luku Token Toy Ayakuluk Tun 75 feet long, my town got chunk to good goby up. Una quani puk a guigum una put cookan and goby and rich carput a ut pichugul and rich gathun piluku a makatwani ptugat and I hlai nakaluki pi uilamtki Huankutasu yukul rani a ptug ptug eraluta. Anglish ne makut kaman rit chuchuk n rutto putta chi lawik night lata tamana chale umioksuku binnechtukut chali su unakwani Ila kluku akuna a kanlhak a pillow piguma a makut what an upnhkami up ke poch bailagan a debris a like mohmorachlut mohreet amekuna tamakutat kakluting pilachtut kubianun tamakuta a Kotin cakapannya sial rimun ini pilgani, tamaku nub lahdut kubiat, tamka kanthatun Spencerum use common sense, choose wisely where you're going to set your net, because there's a lot of debris out there drifting, and we're not setting our net to catch driftwood. We have something else in mind, a better one, I hope. Spencer?
Yeah, thanks for that. I hope people enjoy these openers. I mean, we don't take, and there's closures between, right? And so we don't take that lightly. I like to tell people that we're actually trying to maximize subsistence opportunity, but that does indeed involve restrictions, just trying to save fish for the future so that we can continue to fish. And so, you know, we don't have any other incentive to close the river other than trying to preserve fish for the future. So that's really what it boils down to. And there's a lot of opinions and wants and wishes. We have the whole string of opinions where we shouldn't be restricting at all to some, very few, saying more restrictions. And We're trying to provide people food, and we understand that. That is like a very basic necessity.
So, yeah, we have a caller online. We'll get back to you. Pamakan ako lumaka kaya kalahatang kasi lumaka. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Sam.
Good afternoon, Stanley.
Yeah. Set nettle right there, catching one a day, maybe. Can go up to who are your speakers there? Along up.
Yeah, Spencer from here in Bethel, Spencer Reardon. Kamanishu Macrathame Kevin.
Oh, hello, Kevin. How's McGrath? Any salmon there yet?
No salmon. It's chilly today, a lot like what you guys got. It's cold. It's good, though. We have very low water for this time of year, very little water. Good to hear your voice, Stanley.
Yeah, good to hear all of you, and hello to everybody. I've been watching documentary series from National Geographic when David Attenborough put out a little segment about the trawlers. And they leave nothing but death and destruction and indiscriminate catching fish, and whatever they target, they take, and all the rest gets dumped over. And in their wake, when they realized it back in the East, they regulate them some more. Those trawlers put in more regulations and limited fishing, cut down their fishing. And they're in what seem like unregulated territories right now, back in the days when the colonists invaded their native land and killed off their food. Genocide, that's what's going on right now. They're just committing genocide, whoever's running that show down there. We're being over-regulated. It's not. I don't even look forward to the summers anymore. Too much regulated fishing, and everything's going skyrocket, tariffs and all. Not a good, happy scene. We're being overregulated. They need to do something about those trawlers. Shut them down. They shut the Yukon River down for all them native fishermen, all the way up to Canada. 7 years. They didn't even ask. They just imposed a 7-year moratorium for fishing on the Yukon River. Why can't they do that to those trawlers? They're not even native to this land. They're just destroying our lifestyle to this day. I don't know. I wish we could wake up our elders. Mm-hmm. Or is that whenever there's a story here, U.S. Fish and Wildlife man landed springtime when they closed the spring goose hunting. They landed here, sidearms and all, and the village, along with the elders, with three strong guys, went to go meet him. Grab him. He tried to pull out his pistol. They took it, held him. He made him cry, put him back on his plane, and sent him home. There's a book about that. I wish we could wake up our elders and have them deal with this. They would not have any. They would not let us go through this. But now we're being overregulated. They need to do something about those trawlers today. Okay, good to hear you guys. Hope we there'll be salmon coming in.
Mm-hmm.
I try target red salmon because they're abundant. They have a lot more roe than the chums and the kings do, and they're hardier, seem stronger. But I hope they do something about those trawlers right now, today. Impose a moratorium on them like they did. And there's only a few compared to the people all along the Kuskokwim, Yukon. Absolutely not fair. Okay. Have a good day.
Every star meritra can appear them king on 1 o'clock. Jump to young William Sue. Agachtam to Nrilka good. Era minute lachtikaf good.
Yeah, good. Okay, we are not fine. Don't shoot them.
Akunawa, Pamak and Akulumka, Nefilka, Kalalre, Ununani, Kalukpakaluting, Kostra, Lakaluting, Pilalreta, Ilinik, Ayokochenik, Nisuta, Awai, Changtak. Chang tating makut esai ta aki ngut kluki pika tak ting like let's say manikin alukuyit they keep those and they discard everything else. They dump them, they throw them away and let the starfish eat them. Maybe that's why there's so many starfish. You can't miss you, quick bag me, pilre awai, makun knick knick, tkit, kit, kitakata, cow shooting back at the umlas hatamana. 7 years, malrundligan ashakut ki suki, moratorium mamk, ikish naunaku. Takut hat apsjeka hakpknagi mani nksutuli tamani compared to what's happening out in the open sea. Jalikwanik, we have another caller, makin mam trilknik, ilurakayaka. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. You looking good? Good afternoon, Aglugis. In the Tribal Fish Commission. Yeah. Then again, we're on restrictions while the trawlers are continuing to do their thing out there in the Pacific Ocean and Bering Sea. And according to one buddy, coastal fishers even got a trawler. So they're in that business, I suppose, too.
Mm-hmm. They are.
And then again, me and my people, including you, Arctic, Yukon, Kuskokwim rivers, we're still on restrictions. But anyway, I have complaints, you know, on that public comment, maybe beginning of the month, but it was on KYUK. One of my buddies called me and said, they're doing this backwards. Fish and Game and already put the drift net days and the set net days, and then we have public comment period. So what was the use of that public comment period? It was backwards. And then set net, you know, me and my look, we're getting corked, and that's what's happening. Due to the lack of set net sites, me and my look got corked, and it's happening. Firing over set net sites. And these ordinary set net sites, they're in black and white, and no one see tribal members. It's written down whose set net sites those are. Those are gone now. No respect on those set net sites. It's all because of these restrictions, this is happening. and I'll still disregard this high water mark. Why? Like I said, there's a lack of fitness at sight. People will sit on the sandbars. That's the only thing available. Mm-hmm. Well, they would make do with that and let me and my people get their fresh salmon. Instead of those trawlers having a heyday dumping them overboard, why me and my people struggle? And this ain't right. So I would totally want to change that high water mark due to lack of setting at sites. Because I know my people will set on sandbars. But anyway, I think it's going to be slow. Still sea fish.
Mm-hmm.
The water's dirty. What I mean by dirty, there's still that black hair-like make your nets dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm catching them, what my buddy said, the small things are coming in first. But what could I say? Good luck on setting that opening, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Koyan Kwalkalagalit, Unasitojali, Lurakai, Kakanak, and Kupinkum Kalagaluni Pilre. Makuni, Ptugerakptugerilutapekamta, Ptugerviklasput, Anga Yokumta, Ptugerviklashit, Kutuji Lamta, Hunkutnun, Atuk Kaksuki, Kingu Lamknun. Tamakut piwik kelasrit kinguat kinguwalasrat nek tamatum ka kanhelunip piwk. May matum nasini chifjiak sreni kinaim natay lunito ni suciungan ipiksayt lahar luni. Chap suki kupiayt chifjilasrit nek. Unakoni high water mark. Taumk piluni piluk piuka lin tauna asik kenaku tauna atun regeluku chifnakha kantoi yuk umya umyong umyok khaminun chiftakh kauluni totn toi si umyong khsakuk chalilu akna pamakn akulum kayaga kuluni kanl kanlkhin illit awani chiqfaqni akkut chiulaput unguwalallat qipuksaqluki attam tuq taklalhatnik makluku mai mattum nallumtni ayu qutja sam tatangxlithu akkut toi khuingallu umioqlaqanka ахуналлаа чиулааққархуи қатуунгатақали уммиоқтоққа тахуам хангкута манна атуураққарпут хангкута атуураққаугарпут пиунерлатимттун қайлунтой асаатун лисчигатақа we do the best we can with what we have. Toi kail pili. Umiot kuvut kaisun kanskahpenik. Umiolin kikpailikput. Our phone lines are open 907-543-5985-2756-1-800-995-8954. I can see that Spencer here is kind of thinking about what he wants to say.
Well, I was just continuing on with where I left off, I guess.
Okay.
Just saying that we are pulled many different directions in trying to make good decisions for people, and people have different opinions and different ideas, and some of them are opposite of each other. So, but with the Fish Commission, they do provide a large voice for the people they represent up and down this whole river. Mm-hmm. And that is very helpful to Fish and Wildlife Service, no doubt. So do we get it perfect? Probably not. But I do tell people that we're always trying to make changes and always trying to improve what we do and try to explain ourselves as to why mm-hmm. we're doing these things. And you sometimes get people to provide solutions, and they at the same time realize the challenge in trying to make the solutions too, right? So it's easy to say what's wrong with something, but it's more difficult to say what the solution mm-hmm. should be. So
yeah, that's one of the things that puzzles me a little bit is when people are making so much fuss over something and not have a solution, words for it, to a way to fix it. In other words, what would you do if you were in this position? You know, something like that.
Yeah.
If I was Fish and Wildlife personnel, what would I do to improve? Or what words would I use to soothe out what's happening, especially out in the bay, out in the sea, open sea, where the majority of those trawlers are outsiders. They have done away with the foreign fleets to an extent. When they pushed them out, the fish started multiplying, coming in. Now trawlers are out there and they are doing damage, not only to the ocean floor, they're disturbing what these fish are eating. I don't know what it's going to take for the government to shut everything out. But maybe what I heard in one of the meetings was to place the salmon species in I don't even want to say the word, you know, when they're disappearing, what would be a better word for it? Indeed, Endangered Species Act, put it under that title. Maybe that's what it's going to take. I don't know. What do you think, listener? What's going on? What are you thinking about? Call in and let us hear what you have to say. Maybe a little better solution than what we are talking about. Kevin, do you have anything to add?
Yeah, this is Kevin. Can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Loud and clear.
Yeah, really good comments there. From both callers. I don't even know where to start because this trawl industry is so destructive, like mm-hmm. these two people had just mentioned. And you can look at the numbers of bycatch and chinook salmon, chum salmon, halibut, birds, even whales. The amount of bycatch that they catch is just, it's a huge number. Mm-hmm. It's not even that's what they're counting. They're missing a lot because behind the nets, especially the bottom trawlers, the nets that are on the bottom of the ocean, they're destroying the habitat. They're destroying essential fish habitat for salmon and for halibut. Subsistence halibut too are being destroyed. And anyways, there's more than just bycatch. They're destroying the habitat. And there is opportunity in June, I know, as Sam, you had mentioned, like, trying to turn these comments into action.
Mm-hmm.
In June, the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council, which it's already working against us, they're having a trawl meeting, the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council is meeting there in Oregon. It's out of our state. It's not even in Anchorage or anything like that. They're actually having a meeting in Oregon to talk mm-hmm. about pelagic trawl definition. And so pelagic trawl midwater, like they're not, these nets are not supposed to be on the bottom, but they are on the bottom 40 to 60% of the time. These are the pelagic trawl fisheries, like the pollock fishery, mm-hmm. and they're just destroying the habitat, destroying, like I said, there's more than just what's being recorded and provided through NOAA NIMS.
Yeah.
And so if there's an effort right now to try to redefine what pelagic trawl means and try to get those nets at least off the ground, it's a step in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
Those yellowfin sole boats that last year, you could see them from the coast there, those boats are bottom trawlers. They actually, their nets are on the bottom, and they're just destroying the habitat.
Yep.
Dragging
on the
bottom. That David Attenborough documentary that Stanley had referred to, that net was small in that documentary, but it was the amount of destruction it was doing, that little net. Mm-hmm. The nets they use in the pelagic trawl fisheries or the bottom trawl fisheries offshore in the Bering Sea are massive. They're, mm-hmm. you know, really big nets, and they're just wreaking havoc on the Bering Sea. Our salmon, when they're born, they head out to the Bering Sea, and they spend upwards of like 80 to 90% of their life out there. So mm-hmm. Cusco Fish Commission is definitely has action plans to work out in the ocean environment and try to mitigate this destruction of our fish and mm-hmm. The subsistence resources and the habitat. But another issue that may be even
Kevin?
Bigger issue for both
Chum
and
Shum. Kevin?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can you hold on for a bit? We have a caller online that he's been waiting for a while. Hold on to your thought. Don't lose it. David from Guigilingok. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to all the listeners at Yukon, Cusco Kim Delta. Good afternoon to you, Sam.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon.
And, recently on social media, there's this newly formed establishment. It's like another form of governance trying to govern us natives here at Southwest Alaska. And the person or persons on that webpage asking about our concerns and our comments or whatever we had to, if we had any comments. And I made a comment and I asked why on that, that webpage. This webpage is about fishing stuff or towards fishing regulations. And I asked why, for what reason, even though that establishment knows that the state of Alaska, with all its regulations and whatnot, gives out to its constituents or whatnot. And I'm getting kind of frustrated trying to talk about this, but try to keep a straight mind on this. But we just recently, about a couple of weeks ago, about 3 or 2 weeks ago, the beginning of bottom sea trawlers at they started at north of, or west of Nooshinghat River down at Bristol Bay. Then about a few days' time, they were up near Togiak, the Togiak area, and just recently. And they were below kidnapped, quite a few trawlers down there. And I see the Fish and Wildlife people personal, Fish and Wildlife game personal, as policemen for the state of Alaska. Since when there's plenty of oil, along with it, a lot of gas of that crude oil of that Prudhoe Bay. We didn't have to wait for openings such as we see now, regulated openings, just to fill our freezers. And now we see few people policing us now. And if we break those rules, we'll become criminals. And those people, they're mostly those fishermen, the bottom sea trawlers. They're mostly from downstates. And most of them, they go downstates. And the state of Alaska, since there's no more money from the crude oil, they're starting to turn for other means of income. And that's what we see today. A lot of policing of Alaska natives and free for all for the bottom sea trawlers. All I wanted to say, and I hope you all have a good day. Bye.
We have about six minutes left. Trawling. Kevin Namsu, how I mentioned Nagaluku Pishani, Pamakan Akulum Kaya Garuluni, Pilre, Amshutaka Kaya Garuluni Pishani, Pirilumun Totten Toy Ayukniluku, Taguam Tauna Alight Luku, Atushat, Mikjorau Niluku, a small net. Makut una ne aki ngang natukuluting pilrit atu kait takut angin roh pahtu takin roh pahiluting sutamaku ni awa isu Kevin Namchali kanrut kshmini piluku makut huane tengah lakakaluting su pilrit tengah lakan katukuluting tamai tamakut a trawler at a chamana imach bim tch haklige luku pilrit a makunun kingan a changtak nak mchnun a tamakun kingan tut knating takwam habitat target a makutwani a nakat Ungung sagatlu nuk kait khwalwit awik tu kait tamakut toi chali piun rikhilugi piut. Akuna chali mansna ki chakmakin kugilin gumik pilgim. Nukit malik luki makut tra lakalutin pilgit ayakhtut traveling northward. Unakin nusikakam awajt. Tauna lainak pikhiluku, nusikakam nung nenik ayakiluting makutralarat, nikit mun ayalrit. Mai unnagani kipnagamiut kititni tanghugak siting sutamakut pilangut. Doikwa, chintotin pet, doikwa manna ukum akkeet. Nukhuna ringan. Makunun asanun nukhtahtut. Toi manna. Nipsiut glasput hongkuta. Iku klisngaituk. Khwassusu. Hongkuta. Anamiyo gaktahto rangramta. Chakaniut kngairut taitkut. Ukanik paktot na yukuk. Ахцагри нарахкаулунииллу чин тотн хакан хаяраани иггаусгин чаттамахамн 1/3 of all living thing will be taken or destroyed. Toten toi ayukuk. Tama na nasuyagut ksano ku pinnahtikut. And Kwang Kutasu, we as the people group, tama kunun unhtaun ritu kutsali. Tama natsali umioksuku. Toi kantuja kukut kakiyut niluta. Takkam yuvrin kihnaukput tamana. Kwang Kutasu atukumemtku. Upnakami chakamta aisun umiocht klachta. Taumka mulingakluta, hankuta angutmulreni una tulachtput, achanachtabut aipabut, chokkulugu pinachkugut. Toi kwani ukuk tur apaka. 3 minutes left. We have only about an hour. Closing remarks, maybe from Kevin and then Spencer.
Yeah, I'll be real brief here. Just wanted to touch a little bit on the offshore conversation. Definitely a lot of factors working against salmon to try to get them up into the rivers for our people and to regrow salmon populations. There's environmental factors and human factors. And, you know, the environmental factors like climate change is definitely happening. There's heat stress in the ocean environment, too. These are things that are harder to tackle, but the human side factors, you know, like these bycatch that are being discussed, these things are managed by the federal government and Fish and Wildlife, or Fish and Game. We can take action against mm-hmm. these, the human factors a little easier than trying to combat climate change, for instance. Uh-huh. But another big factor, human factor, is that Area M fishery. Last year, they had over 400,000 chum salmon intercepted, some of these bound for Kuskokwim River.
Yep.
There's also king salmon caught in that fishery, the Area M fishery. So they are a factor for even king salmon up in this area, maybe a little bit less of a factor. But a major factor for chum salmon interception is that Area M fishery, which is going to be starting here June 1st, that fishery starts the same fishery. Yeah. I really appreciate Sam, you guys, KWEK, for hosting this call. Looking forward to the summer with you all. Thank you.
Kuyana Kevin. Spencer?
Yep, just thanks, Sam. Appreciate KWEK helping us get the word out and have these important discussions with the public, and we look forward to continuing them. Thanks.
Kuyana Kfani, Chikunilgani, Kayagautchini, Suakuni, Kuyawikam Chitaknak. From the bottom of my heart, do listen every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. As long as there is fish talk, there's fish to be catched. Good luck, everybody. Biuchi.
That was Yuchtun host Sam Berlin with Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge Manager Spencer Reardon and Kevin Whitworth with the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission.